I'm actually aware of a case myself where it is having that impact, where one of the parents may not be able to return to work, and she's in negotiations with her employer in that regard. And I suppose we see a greater dependency. There's absolutely no doubt about it, but there is a massive dependency now on extended family and grandparents in this instance. And I know that in a number of these settings throughout the county that there are extensive waiting lists. One parent only 2 weeks ago told me that their child was at something like 160 on a waiting list here in Leitrim, and I know that that's replicated throughout the county.
And you wouldn't think maybe necessarily that a county like Leitrim would have these problems. You'd associate it maybe with, say, some of the larger urban areas, but this is very much now a real issue here in rural parts of Ireland, in towns and villages right across the county.
It is, there's no doubt about it, and I know I'm aware of it because I previously would have talked to the local authority about the possibility of getting a premises in, for example, Drumahaire, where a group there were inquiring about expansion. And, you know, we need to see the sector funded, and we need to see monies made available for expansion. There's no doubt that there's demand for it. I mean, I know, like, through Drumahaire, Manor Hamilton, Leitrim Village, you know, there are massive wait lists. Now, I do know that in some instances, you know, that families may be on a waiting list in two different facilities.
Yes.
But there's still massive demand.
Is it as simple as putting it down to basic economics and supply and demand? The supply very much is falling short of what the demand is within the county. And there's also an awful lot of restrictions, bureaucracy, an awful lot of requirements that the providers have to meet and the criteria that they have to meet. Some of it rightly so, but there's the providers that will tell you it's maybe a little bit off the top in certain instances.
Look, but there's no doubt that it needs to be regulated. You know, we're dealing with young kids here and they're safe. Must be priority. But I do know, and I read something there in the last number of months, I think it was from the period of January 22 to something like maybe September or October 23, was it 180 or something like that of these facilities closed across the county, you know, and I know that they continue to close. Some new facilities do open, John, but they are not opening at that ratio. And I'm not aware of any new facilities opening in Leitrim, to be honest with you. But I am aware where one in the north of the county closed maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And there's a knock-on effect here in the local economy as well, because there's a labour shortage at the minute, and if parents can't go back working, one is minding children, then that very much, I suppose, limits the supply of labour that's going to be involved.
It does, and look, at the reality is too that for parents, you know, we know that we're in a cost of living crisis, and you know that the reality here is, John, now that, you know, in most houses, both parents need to be working to pay the bills, to keep the light on and keep the heat on and food on the table.